Welcome to the Road Rage. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We are back. Lots to get to. I'm coming to you guys on the phone lines. It is Rudy and Craig right now. You know, one of the things that the Rams are going to have to try and do defensively, and this won't be easy, is to show Brady things he hasn't seen. And you're going to have a hard time showing Brady things he hasn't seen because, you know, he's seen everything. And it's not like Wade Phillips is new to the game. Everyone knows what Wade does schematically. Everyone knows what they want to do. I mean, listen, a Wade Phillips defense is in terms of how it's supposed to work, is a man coverage defense with a single high safety. Now, this group has not always been able to play that way. And so you've seen more zone out of them lately. I'm curious to see what they do against New England. I would think you want to go back to trying to play man coverage. Whether they can do that or not remains to be seen. Brady's history against zone teams is he just eviscerates them. And again, Phillips, from a historical standpoint, he's a man coverage high safety guy. You know, he favors under fronts, which is basically, you know, you've got a one technique, a three technique, a five technique. You've got two outside linebackers who are lined up at the line of scrimmage. That is where Phillips wants to be defensively. And he has some versatile parts up front on that defensive line. You know, and by the way, Ramona, we appreciate Adam calling in from L.A. We're getting
that is cool.
Los Angeles callers in advance of the Super Bowl. He seemed a little confused about his thought process. And I think if you think you're holding New England to three in the first half, I mean, good luck. I mean, I think that's going to be very difficult to accomplish. The Rams will also, you know, if they play zone, they'll show some cover three look. We'll see what they do. I think it's going to be one of the interesting elements of the game is, does Wade Phillips sort of stick to his history, which is, again, more of a man coverage guy, more of a single high safety look, or does he play more zone as he's been forced to recently? And quite honestly, they've played a little better like that. D-Dub and Eza says, well, I'm a lifelong diehard fan, but how do you show Brady something he's never seen? That's a problem. Yeah, it's a problem. I mean, you know, and it may be that you're just trying to change up little things, but look, here's the real dilemma and why it's imperative. Brady is better pre-snap than anybody who's ever lived. All right. People think, like, if you go back and watch the Eagles game last year, people think like, well, you know, he's going through his progressions. He's going to his second, third, fourth. No. In almost every case, Brady has diagnosed what you are pre-snap. And he is making pre-snap decisions as to where he's going with the football. He always goes to the right place. See, that's another thing, they're playing quarterback. That people see Aaron Rodgers, they see what they don't get are the finer points of the position. Aaron Rodgers goes to the wrong place all the time. Brady is going to the right place with the football every time. He knows what he sees pre-snap. He knows exactly how he's going to attack you pre-snap, and that is where he is going with the ball. So this stuff about, well, you know, and people say it, you know, they'll watch him throw for 500 yards and they'll, you know, they use these cliches. They'll say, oh, he went through his progressions. No, that's not what happened. He diagnosed you pre-snap and he picked you to shreds. Wade Phillips and the Rams have to avoid being diagnosed and picked to shreds pre-snap. They've got to force the progressions. To the phones. Rudy, how are you?
Dev Teller, how you doing, my friend?
Good, Rudy. Welcome in. Rudy
from Myrtle Beach. Yes, sir.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah, get a little, well, not permanently. I wish I would. Just getting a little beach therapy for the weekend. So.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, a little bit about the basketball. I know Brownell had a rough patch there for a few weeks. Hell of a schedule, no doubt. But, you know, turned around with a win. And I think I heard you say he has a favorable schedule maybe coming up.
Yeah.
How do you see that playing out? Can he turn around into a positive note? Yeah.
Yeah, well, look, going into the Pittsburgh game, I said I thought the NC State game was their best performance of the year. Still do. I think the Pittsburgh game, they played great. And going into that game, I said I thought they'd win at least 6 of 8, maybe 7 of 8. So I think that they'll be right back at it. I think they're going to put a string of victories together. And I think at the end of it, they're still going to the NCAA tournament.
I hope so, man, because, I think a lot of Brandale, he's got a really good program and a class act. He just had a string of bad luck. I mean, look at that NC State game, man. That's just a heartbreaker. I mean, who was it? Scar, he was like inches away from tipping the ball.
Yeah,
how unlucky can you be?
Yeah, I mean, I still think it's one of the great defensive efforts I've seen by Scar in that circumstance. But yeah, look, the notion that Marquise Reed, you know, basically a 90% free throw shooter is going to miss 4 free throws in a row. You know, it's just a fluke of nature. It happens every once in a while. Unfortunately, it happened, at the start of this schedule. And again, no one would have survived the start of the schedule in league play. The league schedule is absolutely brutal, the worst I've ever seen, and that's all it comes down to.
I don't know who Brownell ticked off, but he might already send somebody some brownies or something before they schedule next year. But real quick, Walt, and I hope I'm not ahead of Craig, the Jets Craig, but if I am.
You are.
Anyway, I can't top that. But anyway, I say Patriots, like I say, I'm a Falcons man, but I say Patriots 31-20. It's just hard to bet against Brady. And I appreciate you taking my call, brother.
Thank you, Rudy. Thank you. Enjoy your vacation. Or whatever it is. Craig.
Walter.
What's going on, Jets boy?
How you doing? And yes, whoever that guy was, yeah, you were ahead of me. You know what? Count your blessings. Hold on. God, I got one female dog, and she's a typical female. She don't know how to shut up. All right. All you Patriot fans, I'm going to put your mind at ease. And slip noose. If I lose, you can get your garlic knots. Rams, 31. Rams 31, Patriots 17. And I'm thinking that Tom Brady at halftime gets a PMS attack and can't come and play the second half. That's what I'm thinking.
Well, I'm sure that the Patriots' hearts are warmed now, Craig, knowing your success rate with Clemson. I'm sure they're feeling that much better about themselves.
Yeah, Rams 31-17. Bet your mortgage on it.
Okay. All right.
Bet your mortgage. All right, I'll talk to you later.
It's your dog, Craig. Maybe you should have figured that out. Texas says dog should bite his ass. You should have figured that out before you called, perhaps. You want to get in, now's the time. 654-7627. 654-7627. Again, one of the things when going against Brady is he's just so incredible pre-snap that he knows exactly where he's going with the football, and the ball always goes to the right place. And this is one of the finer points of playing quarterback that people just don't see. And so this is an inherent advantage that the Patriots have. I mean, trust me, if the Patriots win the game, the MVP is Brady. Brady's the MVP of every Patriot game. Every single Patriot game, whether you understand it or not, getting him in the right plays, killing bad plays, his pre-snap brilliance, every element of playing quarterback. He's the MVP every time the Patriots play. Period. Just doesn't matter. And if they win, he will be in this case too. And of course, this is an enormous inherent advantage he has over Goff, who's still a young player who has talent and who can throw the ball. But it's certainly an area that I think is heavily in the Patriots' favor. The other thing is this. What do we got for going on here? The other thing is this. The Patriots are the only team in football that truly puts in a new game plan for every team they face. Other teams will certainly adjust small parts of what they do to their opponent, but the Patriots are putting in a completely different game plan for every single team they play. And one of the reasons they're able to do this is they only draft and bring smart guys in. The Patriots are the highest IQ team in football. The Patriots are winning ways. One of the secrets to their success is intelligence. They morph. They change from game to game, who they are, what they do. You know, remember this. When we saw New England play Philadelphia last year, New England knew that Brady would rip them to shreds, which he did, over 500 yards passing. And so they played an up-tempo, hurry-up, pass-based offense. Now, you've seen the Patriots come out in other games, in these last few games, with a totally run-based offense, at least initially, to take advantage of Gronkowski and Devlin and the weaknesses of the teams they're playing. The inability of a team like the Chiefs to stop the run until the Chiefs over-adjust and then the Patriots kill them in another way. The Patriots are constantly adjusting. They're constantly adjusting defensively to what an opponent is doing offensively, but on a game-by-game basis, they're putting in a totally new game plan on the run based solely on the other team. No one else does that. No one. No one else comes close to doing that. They're the only team in the National Football League that does that. And you see it in little ways. Like you see it, you'll see one game where James White catches 15 passes. Next game, he's not even on the field. They are playing a game-by-game playoff based on the team they play. And they devise game plans based on that team's strengths and weaknesses. And they're able to incorporate them on the fly because they're such a seasoned, intelligent team. And that's why New England cares about things that other people don't get. Let me get Robert and Anderson down here. Robert, how are you?
Hey, Walt. Thank you for taking my call.
Appreciate it.
I'll make a quick comment. The thing I really think about them is their running game has really gotten a lot better, and I think that helps Brady a lot making decisions where he has a little bit more play time decisions to make where he can go either way with it. And the Rams are having a hard time stopping the run from the way you said it, and I really don't see, you know, that how they're going to stop the run. And with Brady, you know, making his calls other than that. One other quick question. I'm sorry I'm talking like this.
No, you're good.
But, you know, what really amazes me, too, is when Brady gets up on the line, he's the only quarterback in football that I've seen, I think, that's when he changes plays, he hits his helmet, taps his helmet. And I don't know too many quarterbacks that can do that. And there's a lot of amazing things that goes on. I don't think people realize it. But thank you for taking my call.
Thank you, Robert. I appreciate it. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he's killing some plays that are bad plays and getting them into the right play. It's all part of his overall brilliance. I mean, people are always, you see, the average person sits at home, watch the football game, and judge the quarterback based on, how that throw looks, that type of thing, the physical attributes. But playing that position is so much more than that. The physical attributes are essential at the NFL level, but to be great, you have to be great at other elements. And that's what separates him from some of these other guys, the Aaron Rodgers of the world, who will never, ever get that. He just won't. I've basically given up on Aaron Rodgers in that regard. But yeah, look, that's a part of it. But again, the Patriots are devising game plans on a week-by-week basis based on the opponent they play. and they install it, and they're intelligent enough to implement it, and no one else in football does anything like that. Again, there are teams that make subtle adjustments on a week-by-week basis, but that's not what the Patriots are doing. The Patriots are totally morphing from game to game in terms of what they are and who they are and how they're going to attack and what they're going to attack. Let me tell you about Urban Nirvana. 12 different types of massage to choose from. Something for absolutely everybody. There's even a prenatal massage. Couples have sworn by that. We've had people write us and talk to us about it who absolutely loved it. We had one couple who said that the wife had the massages in every week in her last trimester how beneficial it was to them. You know, think about the people who do things for you in your life, your wife, your girlfriend, your mother. It's so easy. And of course, massages aren't just for ladies anymore, fellas. We had the gentleman the other day, Ramona. Remember, he wrote that he works 65 to 70 hours a week and his wife buys him the Urban Nirvana massages. And that he basically said, you know, without him, he would struggle to be able to get by. This is Urban Nirvana. It's a special, special place. There's also the salon that employs the leading stylists in the Southeast. Check them out on the web, urbannirvana.com. Print off your gift certificate right off your computer. You'll avoid the crowds, traffic, all of it. Do it today. You'll thank me later. All right, quick break. You want to get in on a Super Bowl? You want to make your calls? Now is probably the time. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage. Texter asks, how do you think Jared Goff will handle the Super Bowl? You know, I think he'll be all right. I mean, I think he's bound to have some nerves. Those will probably be more expressed early, but I think he'll settle in. You know, the danger is how long it takes you to settle in. You know, because if you don't settle in right away against New Orleans, you can get away with it against that team and that coach and that crowd. But if you don't settle in pretty soon against Brady and Belichick, the game will be over before you ever get a chance to settle in. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage, quick break.
Hendrick Honda Easley, located in the heart of the upstate at the base of the majestic Blue Ridge Mountains, the perfect location to cruise in your new Honda while enjoying panoramic mountain views. Just a quick drive from anywhere in the upstate, Hendrick Honda Easley's got the charming small-town feel with hidden gems to see and explore along the way. Escape the everyday at HendrickHondaSC.com. Experience the Hendrick Honda difference in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway. Hendrick Honda Easley, the shining light on top of the hill.
This is Annie.
Hi.
Annie thinks she has good oral care.
Yep, I brush every day, twice a day.
But she's actually being a little oral careless.
Wait, what?
See, rinsing with ACT Restoring Mouthwash helps you go beyond brushing.
How does it do that?
It actually strengthens your enamel.
Oh, that's good.
And it even protects your teeth from harmful acids.
That's really good, because I love my coffee.
So don't be oral careless, people. Use ACT Restoring Mouthwash every day.
I'll be swishing tonight.
Good job, Annie.
Zero Res is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals. No residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. ZeroResGreenville.com.
Are you craving a juicy steak cooked just the way you want it? The Blue Heron in Clemson offers only the best selection of meats, sushi, sides, house-made pizza, drinks, and desserts. Join them for happy hour 7 days a week at the downstairs bar, open until midnight. Catch the game on big screen TVs with your friends. 405 College Avenue in Clemson. Call 864-653-3354 for reservations. Visit blueheronfood.com for full menu and more information. That's blueheronfood.com.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialists can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented poly-level process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671 or visit us at CantyFoundationSC.com.
Cars cost less than travelers rest at George Coleman Ford, and it's never been more true than February. This month, George Coleman Ford will meet or beat any documented out-the-door price from any upstate dealer. You heard me right. Any new car, truck, SUV, George Coleman Ford will meet or beat any dealer's price. See my friends at George Coleman Ford in Travelers Rest and save big. Applies only to in-stock inventory, offers within 5 business days, price matches before applicable rebates.
Now that the cold weather is here, Craft Stove Store and Patio is ready for the winter with over 20 burning displays of vented and vent-free gas logs. Vent-free logs will heat for just pennies an hour and keep you warm and cozy even during a power failure. Craft Stove Store and Patio also features the new Radiant Heating Vented Gas Logs that have a real fire look and give radiant warm heat. Craft Stove Store and Patio, 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard, Taylor's.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
No one's better than Walt's Deptula. Just ask him. It's Road Rage on 105.5 The Roar.
I don't know what's going on in the world anymore.
Now, back to Walt and Ramona.
They hung a sign up in our town. If you can live it up, you won't live it down. So she left Monte Rio's son.
Walt Deptula, Road Rage, WCCP, 105.5 The Roar. Alex, I'll get to you in a minute. I was asked by a texter a little earlier about who were the quarterbacks who were drafted ahead of Brady in that year. And the answer is Chad Pennington was the first quarterback taken. And then a guy named Giovanni Camazzi. Camazzi came out of Hofstra. The Niners believed he was like the next Montana. He never played an NFL game. And he has been, allegedly he describes himself today as a yoga practicing farmer. Drafted ahead of Tom Brady. Yoga practicing farmer Giovanni Camazzi drafted ahead of Tom Brady. Never played a down. Never played a game. Chris Redman, who had a decent career, came out of Louisville, had a decent pro career. T. Martin, who once upon a time led Tennessee to the most bogus national championship in history. Mark Bulger, the West Virginia product. And then a guy named Spurgeon Winn, who was drafted by the Cleveland Browns out of Minnesota. He was drafted ahead of Brady. Those are the six guys who were drafted ahead of Brady. So, you know, nobody was any good. I mean, the best of that group was Pennington. Of course, he was always injured. Redman, I guess, would be the second best of that group, and there wasn't a third best of that group. The rest of them basically never played. Those are the guys who were drafted ahead of Tom Brady. Well done.
I got a question off the text line.
Okay.
It says, did Josh Gordon's leaving Pats assist the running game of the Pats? No long, fast, deep threat. That makes no sense to me. I'm sure
makes sense to you. I wouldn't say assist, but I mean, it certainly caused the Patriots to have to reinvent themselves on the fly again. They had to, I think what it led to was more running back involvement in the passing game because you didn't have the deep threat option. But I also think, in a way, Gordon benefited them some. Because I think he helped them during the course of the year. You know, even though he won't be around at the end. I have a feeling, all right? You know, Ramona, all year, where is Matt? Matt called us before the playoffs and said, Walt, you know, you're crazy. The Patriots, this isn't, they're going to lose the first game, all that stuff. Well, you know, and this is why I advise to be patient with the Patriots, because I have a feeling about this Patriots team, and this is the feeling. I think this is their best team in the last 7-8 years. I think we've gone from a team that people didn't think was going to do anything in the playoffs, that people were bad-mouthing because they were. They were bad-mouthing Brady. They were bad-mouthing the Patriots. They were. That happened. It's only the revisionist historians who want to say that, well, you know, nobody ever thought that. That's crap. It was everywhere all year long. Stop denying that. But I think that they may have actually evolved into the best modern version of themselves. I think right now this team's playing better than they have at any point in the last 5 or 6 years. I think the defense is playing significantly better, and I think the offense is unstoppable. I mean, again, they ran 172 plays the last two games. This is pro football. 172 plays. Alex, how are you?
Hey, Walt, my man. How's it going?
Good to have you, Alex.
Chad Pennington, man, that's a name I haven't heard in a while.
Yeah.
I think he's a yoga farmer, too. He just doesn't know it yet.
Yeah, maybe. You know, I mean, he had some good years with the Jets, and I think he was a pretty good player. You know, his problem was he had no arm strength, and so he had physical limitations. And then when the injuries started to mount up on him, I think it really drained whatever physical ability he had left.
Yeah. Well, I just want to make my Super Bowl prediction real quick. You know, look, I'm done betting against this guy. The Patriots are going to win. You know, I don't know what the final score will be. I think the score might be close, but I expect them to win pretty comfortably. I expect them to have the game in hand early and probably keep it. I think you're 100% right about the Patriots being one of the playing some of the best football they've played. And frankly, Brady, you know, is playing some of the best. I'm not sure he's not a better quarterback now than he ever was. I mean, really.
I think you can make that case. I think if you fully understand all the elements of playing quarterback, I mean, watch his ball handling even in the Kansas City game. You know, the game is played in weather. I mean, all the elements of playing the position, he is the total master of. You know, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, you just can't, you know, I'm tired of, you know, they say there's a saying, there's no education in the second kick of the mule, and that's the way it is with this guy. It's like, I've seen him do it enough times that I know it's going to happen again, you know? The last Super Bowl, I mean, how incredible he was. Was that his best game in a Super Bowl? Possibly, right?
He was unbelievable.
And if you watch him now, I mean, I think he's playing it about as good as he's ever played it, and which means that he's playing it as good as it's ever been played, and that's the bottom line at the end of the day. You know, I like Goff. One of the things about these young quarterbacks that I've liked is that they've also held up in big moments, you know, and they haven't really shied away from the lights. I expect the Rams will probably move the ball well. Gurley's going to get his, but I think they might struggle in the red zone because, you know, the Patriots like to throw some kinks in there when they get in the red zone, and I think that might affect Goff more than anything else. I expect it to be a one or two score game, but I think the Patriots will have it in hand most of the game.
Yeah, you know, again, the Rams, from an offensive game plan standpoint, you know, they love misdirection, they love speed motion, the play fake game. I mean, these are the things they're going to try and do. They're going to try and keep the Patriots off balance defensively, with all of their misdirection and their motion and all those things. And you know, they like to stack receivers at the line of scrimmage. They'll try and use some pick plays. They want to give you a lot of eye candy in how they perform and what they do offensively. And we'll see how all that stuff works against a New England Patriot team that is as seasoned and experienced and as well coached as they are.
With an extra week to prepare.
Yeah. Yep.
Exactly. Well, it should be a good game. One thing I've liked about this season, I really do think the four best teams made it to the end and it's been exciting. And I'll hit you up next week because I'm also starting to get pumped about this NBA season. There's some really good basketball being played in the league this year. And I'll talk to you soon, Walt.
Thank you, Alex. Appreciate the call as always. Somebody wrote me that Bulger actually had more passing yards in the NFL than did Pennington. He may have, but he wasn't the quarterback Pennington was. Pennington was actually a pretty good NFL quarterback. Mark Bulger was never more than a serviceable backup type of guy. Pennington was an NFL level starter before his injuries occurred. And again, his weakness was he did not have great arm strength. So everything that subsequently subtracted from that arm strength lessened him as a quarterback. And so that's the unfortunate thing. He didn't play as long or as productively as the Jets would have hoped. But essentially that whole class was a wipeout. I mean, a wipeout from start to finish with the exception of Brady. You want to get in. D.W. Easley says, Walt, I'm picking the Rams 60-0. I figure if I'm going to be wrong, I might as well go big. That's pretty funny. For you people who missed, you know, we had a little Dan Marino clip earlier in the show today. It was just from him as a younger player, and he was doing some ad, and he's just terrible at it. And doesn't want to do it. And we played it earlier. We'll play it again. People have asked for it. We'll play it again in a little bit. Let me get to Joe on the Northland Communication Lines. Joe, how are you?
How's it going, Walt?
Hey, Joe, appreciate you getting in.
You know, I really think this Super Bowl could be one of the best Super Bowls of all time as far as the quality of the game. I think the game's going to be a little bit close at half, and then I think it's going to go to overtime. I got the Patriots winning with a touchdown drive to end it. Something like 35, 31, something like that. I'm sorry, 37. I'm driving at the moment. But, you know, I honestly think the difference in the game, obviously Brady will be part of it, but I think that run game is going to be one of the biggest difference. I think the Patriots are going to run for 250 yards on that defense, somewhere in the neighborhood of like that. I think I don't know if the Rams can stop it.
Well, I mean, we'll find out. I mean, I think the Patriots think they can run at the Rams up front. You know, other people haven't been dedicated to it, but other people don't have Gronkowski and Devlin blocking. But I mean, I think that, I also think that Brady is going to hurt that secondary. I do not like that secondary's tackling ability or lack thereof. Aqib Talib is a tough guy. The rest of that secondary, I think Marcus Peters may be the worst tackling cornerback in the National Football League.
Yeah. You know, and as far as the Patriots go, part of me thinks maybe they should just try to focus on stopping the run and take your risk with the corners, because I think the corners are pretty solid. Gilmore and the other guy, I don't remember his name offhand.
Well, the Patriots, again, the Patriots are a man coverage team. And so that's how they want to play as well. Now, the interesting element of that is that Goff has been very good against man coverage all year. I think his quarterback rating is like 110 against man coverage. Where he's not been good is against zone coverage. And so that's an interesting element to see what happens there. The Patriots are very good at man coverage. It's what they do. But are they going to stick with that against a guy whose quarterback rating is like two times as high against man as it is against zone? And my guess is they're going to show him some of both. I think they're going to try and confuse Goff. You know, you're going to see the Patriots. Look, the Patriots have been affecting the quarterback in these two games, too, because they're running a ton of stunts and games and slants up front. And I think you're going to continue to see them do that with a specific area in mind. Because here's the deal, Joe. When I look at the Rams offensive line, this is what I see. I think that 37-year-old Andrew Whitworth at left tackle is still a monster. I think that Roger Saffold at left guard is one of the better left guards in the NFL, and this is why every time the Rams run the ball, they run left. Here's the problem. I think the center, John Sullivan, and the right guard, Austin Blythe, suck. Now, maybe suck's a little too strong, but I think both of those guys are problems. And I think if I see it, I think Belichick will see it. And I think the Patriots are going to bring a lot of heat at Goff right up the middle, just as they did against Phillip Rivers and against Patrick Mahomes. But I think the Patriots are going to test Sullivan and Austin Blythe, because I think the Rams have two guys on that offensive line that are really good, Whitworth and Saffold, and then two guys in Sullivan and Blythe that are not so good.
Well, last question is this, not necessarily about the Super Bowl. I don't think I've ever asked you this. Who's the best pass rusher in your mind in NFL history? I know Peppers I don't think he's a top five pass rusher. I know his numbers are huge, but he's the best pass rusher of all time. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Joe. The best pure pass rusher might be David Deacon Jones. I think that Lawrence Taylor changed the game and the way it was played with his ability to bull rush offensive linemen. Teams had to change the way they blocked in response to Lawrence Taylor. You couldn't put a tight end on Lawrence Taylor; he would overwhelm him. You couldn't put a back; you couldn't block Taylor with a back; he would overwhelm them. You had to block him with a tackle, and that didn't work because he was too explosive. I think Lawrence Taylor is certainly one of those guys. Derek Thomas of the Chiefs was a great pass rusher. I don't know that he was as good at some other elements of the game, but he was a great pass rusher. But you can make the case that the greatest pure pass rusher of all time was Deacon Jones. Texter asked about Reggie White. Reggie White was just a complete player. I mean, if you asked me, like, would I rather have Reggie White or Deacon Jones, I would have chose Reggie White. Reggie White was a 300-pound guy who could move. He could bull rush you. I mean, Reggie White's one of the strongest men to have ever played the game. I mean, he could just deplete you. I mean, but in terms of just pure pass rushers, I would probably not choose Reggie White. If you ask me, like, who's the most complete edge guy who ever lived, I mean, Reggie White would be in that category. Another great pass rusher from history is Gino Marchetti. I think Marchetti would fall in this category as well. All right, we'll take a quick break. You want to get in? Those are all great texts, by the way. You want to get in, 654-7627, 654-7627. Make your calls. Tell me who's going to win and why. Don't tell me Monday that you knew it was going to happen. Walt Tiptula Road Rage. We'll be back.
With over 8,000 certified pre-owned vehicles in their network, Henrik Honda Easley is ready to help you buy your next vehicle that will exceed your expectations. All their vehicles come with a warranty and your first maintenance included, and they even review repair orders with you to show they truly stand behind their product. Henrik Honda Easley wants you and your family to have a safe, reliable vehicle that you tell all your friends about. Check out their inventory at HenrikHondaSC.com. Again, that's HenrikHondaSC.com.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hi, I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donut Company in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Drop by for a delicious donut and a cup of coffee. Pick up a box for your business or church meeting. Share them with family and friends during a time of need. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kreme.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Don't forget, the Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is a perfect location for wedding rehearsals, large groups, office parties, graduation parties, family reunions, and birthday celebrations. The Blue Heron can also take care of your catering needs. Locally owned and operated, the Blue Heron is proud to serve Tiger fans the finest steaks and freshest seafood around. 405 College Avenue in Clemson. Call 864-653-3354 for reservations. Visit blueheronfood.com for menu and more information.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Carolina Heating Service has the power to keep the upstate comfortable with the most innovative products and an award-winning team of technicians. Kick off the new year with a free water heater when you purchase a new HVAC system. If your HVAC unit is needing replaced, chances are your water heater is ready too. Why not do both? Call us for an in-home estimate and let us know you heard it on WCCP The Roar. Free water heater is only for a limited time. Call us today. Carolina Heating Service, 864-232-5684 or online at carolinaheating.com.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney.
You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
Vehicle repairs can be a painful experience, from shops that overcharge to mechanics who don't know what they're doing. My Garage by Essex, with over 100 years of combined experience, is that vehicle repair shop you've always wanted. Specializing in computer diagnostics and engine repairs, with a strong focus on preventative and scheduled maintenance, suspensions, brakes, heating and cooling. Call or stop by My Garage by Essex on Highway 93 in Clemson, 633-5800.
The flagship station for Clemson football.
Hit in the backfield, fumbles the ball, and it's scooped up. Pinckney comes away with it. I think he caused the fumble, and he also picks it up.
We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
We're at WCCP 105.5 The Roar. You want in 654-7627. 654-7627. Uncle Ramses Bulger better than Pennington. I don't recall Pennington being a three-time Pro Bowl. Oh, come on, stop. I mean, Bulger was just a guy. He was running explosive offense. It wasn't about Bulger. Stop. Bulger was just an average quarterback in a nice little system offense. You want to get in 654-7627, 654-7627. You can make your calls. You know, one of the things that when you look at the Patriots, you know, you look around this league and you see, like the Pittsburgh Steelers, for example. The Pittsburgh Steelers are one of the most historically significant franchises, right? Every time you see them, every time you think about them, what are you thinking? You're thinking, well, there's one problem or another. It's Antonio Brown acting up, or Bell acting up, or this guy demanding the ball, or that guy demanding the ball, and this guy not getting enough touches. When do you hear that from the Patriots? When do you ever hear a Patriot receiver, a Patriot player saying, I'm not getting enough touches? When? Has it ever happened? You never see it. You know, there's a reason they're better than you. All these teams around the National Football League are whining and complaining about, you know, who's getting the touches and who's getting the ball and all this stuff. Not New England. Egoless. They function as a team. Brady's never concerned with, well, I got to make sure this guy gets his touches. Have you ever heard that as being a part of the Patriot? Why? Brady's going to the right guy. Brady's not Ben Roethlisberger trying to force the ball into Antonio Brown because Antonio Brown has been whining like a little bee all week. Brady is going to the right guy without concern for ego, without concern for any of that. Brady doesn't care whether Gronkowski gets eight balls today or whether Edelman gets thrown at eight times today or any of that. Neither do any of those other guys. They don't care if they block or catch or what their role is in winning. They care about the winning. It's the winning that matters. None of that other crap matters to this bunch. That's why the Rams have no chance. They don't give a rat's behind about these personal things. They care about the winning. It's why one game James White will have 15 catches. The next game they won't even use him. Do you hear James White complaining? When Rex Burkhead is now getting all the carries based on the game plan for that team? No. No. It's the little things. It's the little things. And I know there are a whole bunch of you people out there, including that guy who bet $1.7 million at that casino, who want the Rams to win because, you know, you hate greatness. I mean, you know, you can want anything you want. It's not going to happen. You want to get in 654-7627. Carolina James. James, how are you?
Hey there. Hey there, well, how's it going? I figured being a Patriots fan like I claim to be, it wouldn't be right if I didn't at least get in here and, you know, give a Super Bowl pick.
And by the way, not to interrupt, but Greg writes, and that's why the Steelers haven't been back to the Super Bowl. Yeah, it is. It's a big part of it. I mean, how do you function on a day-to-day basis when you're not
just the unselfishness?
Well, when Ben Roethlisberger is playing a game for the Pittsburgh Steelers, he has to be conscious in his mind of whether Antonio Brown's getting thrown the ball enough, and if not, what the repercussions of that's going to be. Tom Brady never spends one. So hold on. Let's not talk over each other. Tom Brady never spends one single second worried about what one of his receivers think.
Right.
Go ahead, James.
But yeah, with Brady, it's not White. It's not Edelman. It's not Hogan, Gronkowski. It's whoever gives himself the best chance and the team to win. And you just. It's unselfishness, and I guess that's a big reason why I've always been a Patriots fan. Not just, I mean, yeah, the winning is nice, the Super Bowl is nice. Brady's given me so much to look forward to over the last 18 years. I'm going to miss him when he's gone, but, I mean, it's just who he is as a person, who he is as a winner, who the team is, unselfishness, and they're just willing to do whatever they got to do to win. And it doesn't matter who gets the credit. I mean, and I think that's what it comes down to. I think it would be wrong of me to say that the Patriots are going to blow them out, even though I'd like to see it happen. But I feel like if I were to say that, that would sound like I'm belittling my opponent, and I don't ever want to belittle my opponent because I'm not going to underestimate any opponent. So, with that being said, I do think the Patriots will win. I think it's going to be something like 38-34, and I'll get your thoughts on that, and you have a good one.
Thank you, James. I appreciate the call. You know, well, look, every Patriots Super Bowl has been close, and the reason it's been close is because, you know, what we talked about on the show a million times, this is the salary cap era. This is life in the salary cap. There's nothing that separates these teams from one another. So, you know, the reason these games are all close is because these teams are all even, which again makes what the Patriots have accomplished that much more dramatic and that much more historic, because you have an entire era that is designed to create even football games. And fundamentally it has. So winning and losing generally comes down to the last couple minutes and how you execute. That's what it generally comes down to. It generally comes down to the last few minutes and how you execute. And quite honestly, a smart person would probably predict that this game was going to be close, given all that history of those prior 8 Super Bowls and the competitive nature of every single game. Every single game. So there's that. You want to get in 654-7627, 654-7627. Let me get to Cameron. Cameron, how are you?
Hey, Walt, how's it going?
Hey, Cameron, appreciate you getting in.
First, let me just start by saying this. Putting all the controversy aside, I think having a Drew Brees, Tom Brady Super Bowl is what America deserved, and that would have been just the greatest Super Bowl I would have been able to watch since, I don't know, Tom Brady and Eli Manning back in 2011. But what I called about was I wanted to talk a little Clemson football next year, and the fact that ETN needs to get a lot more carries. And I was getting a little frustrated this year sometimes watching them, you know, switch out for different running backs that just weren't as talented. I mean, Lynjay Dixon is the second best talented under ETN by far on the team, but I just need to see more carries from Travis Etienne, and I just wanted to get your thoughts on that, and I'll take it off.
Thank you, Cameron. Appreciate the call. Well, I mean, I think you're going to see more split carries next year between those two guys. Look, I don't think they want to overload Etienne and feed him the ball 25 times a game. I don't know that he's necessarily built for that. Most backfields today are constructed with sort of a backfield by committee approach. You know, Clemson used the guys, I think, to their best advantage this year. I think everyone finally saw that Etienne was clearly the best talent of the bunch. But situationally, there were reasons to use the other guys as well, plus to keep them involved. Because, you know, that's sort of the Clemson way. They want to play a lot of guys and keep them involved. I think you'll see continued involvement by their backs next year, most notably Dixon. Because, again, as astonishing as it is, or as it seems, I think Dixon's every bit as explosive as Etienne. I mean, perhaps even a half step more explosive. And, you know, and he arrived here being a better natural pass blocker than Etienne was. So as great as Etienne has been, Dixon is a very similar guy. Very similar. So much so that, you know, I think you're going to see both of them quite a bit. I mean, I don't think it's just going to be Etienne. I think you're going to see a lot of Dixon next year. And that should just make Clemson better. I mean, the two guys Clemson puts on the field next year, there will not be a team in America with two guys as explosive. I mean, just not even close. I mean, it's just, again, the continuation of almost insane wealth and riches from a football standpoint for Clemson to have two guys like that. Listen, either one of those guys gets a crack and they're gone. I mean, they're gone. And there's nobody else in America that has two guys like that. You know, if you watch the Patriots-San Diego game, you know, I think there's a misconception about what people see. Like, for example, you know, the Patriots, if you go empty, especially if you don't have a mobile quarterback, but if you go empty set, the Pats are making automatic checks defensively. And they're going to do one of two things. They're either going to drop eight or they're going to bring eight and play man coverage behind it. And that's what you saw in some of those situations. The Patriots have really tried to take away the run in both games thus far. I think it's going to be interesting to see whether the Rams can establish running the football behind the left side of that offensive line, Whitworth and Saffold. The Rams, I saw this stat earlier today. Who was this from? It was from I don't know who it's from. In any case, the stat was that the Rams led the NFL in first down completions of 25 yards or more. They also led the NFL, either led or were second, in most first down runs of 4 yards or more. That's going to be the biggest key in the whole game in my mind. Can the Rams run the ball on first down? Or if the Patriots if the Patriots present looks like they've shown recently against San Diego and Kansas City in terms of a total deny of the run, will the Rams throw more on first down in an effort to take advantage? I think that will be key. By the way, Ron, I saw something really funny. Who was it? Whose party was it? It was, I think it was Malcolm Jenkins. Was it Malcolm Jenkins? Yeah, Malcolm Jenkins' Super Bowl party.
Oh, yeah.
You know how you get in? They had an old phone booth outside. You go into the phone booth and you dial a number. Uh-huh, uh-huh. If you dial the correct number, the back of the phone booth opens and you go through a passageway into the party.
That's kind of cool.
I mean, is that? It's.
I like that.
That's unbelievably cool. I saw it. I saw it on video.
I like that.
I saw it on video. I saw the back of the phone booth after you dial the right number actually open up so you gain entrance to Malcolm Jenkins' party. Walt up to the road rage. Quick break.
Broadcasting from the Priority One Security Studios, where sports is our priority. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
This Sunday, the Wake Forest Demon Deacons travel down I-85 and come to Tigertown to take on the Tigers in Little John to open up February play with pregame starting at 11:30 a.m. and a noon first tip right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
It's every basketball game this season from first tip to last buzzer right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
The Blue Heron in Clemson has weeknight specials for everyone. Monday night, enjoy a three-course gourmet meal for only $30. Tuesday is sushi night. Buy one, get one half price. Join them on Wino Wednesday for $10 select bottles. Thursday night, enjoy a burger and a beer for $10 at the downstairs bar. The Blue Heron, locally owned and operated. 405 College Avenue in Clemson. Call 864-653-3354 for reservations. Visit blueheronfood.com for menu and more information.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd. Are you ready for your upcoming move? Relax, because my friends at Tiger Moving have been trained to quarterback their move for you. Skip the headache and the backache. Hire the clean-cut, athletic movers. They have the experience, attitude, and equipment to make your moving experience completely stress-free. Call today at 908-9028 or email tigermoving@gmail.com to book your next move with Tiger Moving of Greenville. Licensed and insured to operate in Greenville, Spartanburg, and Anderson counties. Go Tigers!
Join Walt Deptula's Road Rage at Twin Peaks this Thursday for some awesome food, drinks, and of course the scenic views. Get sports delivered to you like only Walt can do. And enjoy the cold beer and the HD TVs live this Thursday at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road.
If you're super passionate about buying or selling a house and need a get-back coach like Coach Venables, then call me, Jana Candler, with the Totes team at Berkshire Hathaway Seat and Joiner, 313-6990. Go Tigers!
Cars cost less than travelers rest at George Coleman Ford, and it's never been more true than February. This month, George Coleman Ford will meet or beat any documented out-the-door price from any upstate dealer. You heard me right. Any new car, truck, SUV, George Coleman Ford will meet or beat any dealer's price. See my friends at George Coleman Ford in Travelers Rest and save big. Applies only to in-stock inventory, offers within 5 business days, price matches before applicable rebates.
This is Annie.
Hi.
Annie thinks she has good oral care.
Yep, I brush every day, twice a day.
But she's actually being a little oral careless.
Wait, what?
See, rinsing with ACT Restoring Mouthwash helps you go beyond brushing.
How does it do that?
It actually strengthens your enamel.
Oh, that's good.
And it even protects your teeth from harmful acids.
That's really good, because I love my coffee.
So don't be oral careless, people. Use ACT Restoring Mouthwash every day.
I'll be swishing tonight.
Good job, Annie.
I'd love to hear more. Do you have a card?
This is it. This is when you can either let something happen or make it happen with your professional custom card from Vistaprint. Right now, you can get 500 business cards personalized the way you want them, starting at just $9.99. You pick the look, the style, and the statement you want to make in the moment. Now is the time to make something happen for your business. So own the now with 500 custom business cards starting at $9.99 at Vistaprint.com. Just use promo code 3232. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 3232.
Commemorate the Tigers' historical football season with Tiger Times National Championship Magazine entitled A Run of Dominant. You don't want to miss out on this collector's edition with the superb quality you've come to know and trust for 17 years. Order your piece of history at TigerTime.net or pick up your copy at Walmart, Walgreens, Philo, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, and Clemson Apparel.